This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. American beef exports again topped the $1 billion mark in July and posted the fifth largest volume ever. The U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says that was made possible by growth in several key markets. Japan was up 8%, China reported a 30% jump, and strong showings in other markets such as the Philippines as well as the Caribbean and Central America are all encouraging. He says this growth comes in the face of some pretty significant headwinds.
The U.S. dollar continues to strengthen against some of our key currencies, specifically Japan and Korea, and that's something to keep an eye on. And while the international logistical situation appears to be improving, it's definitely not back to normal. We have some additional work to do there, but at least it does look like it's improving a bit. So I think we got to be aware of these headwinds, but the outlook still looks pretty positive going forward on beef.
July beef exports totaled 126,500 metric tons, a 3% year-over-year increase. Meanwhile, U.S. pork exports topped 208,000 metric tons in July, 6% lower than last year, but continued to gain strength in several markets, including Mexico, Colombia, and South Korea. Hallstrom notes that while July exports to China and Hong Kong were lower than a year ago, shipments were the largest of 2022 as China's demand for imported pork is rebounding to some degree.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.